بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The next chapter, continuing the beliefs of the life of the hereafter. Jahannam has been created, in which there are fires, snakes, scorpions, and various other forms of punishment. The dwellers of Jahannam who possess an iota of iman will undergo punishment for the evil actions, and will eventually enter Jannah by the intercession of the Anbiya alayhimu salam and the pious people, no matter how sinful they are. They were. As for the disbelievers and polytheists, they will remain in Jahannam forever and will never experience death. Belief number 8, Jannah has also been created. There are various forms of bounties and comfort therein. The dwellers of Jannah will never experience any fear or sorrow. They will reside therein forever. They will never be taken out from there, nor will they experience death. Only believers will enter Jannah. No disbeliever will ever enter into Jannah. Belief number 9, both Jannat and Jahannam are physical and material places. The comforts of Jannah and the horrors of Jahannam are literal and physical, and not figurative expressions conveying some mental or spiritual state of pleasure and pain. Belief number 10, the greatest bounty to be experienced by the dwellers of Jannah is seeing Allah Ta'ala. Such enjoyment will be experienced by the dweller of Jannah by this vision, that all other bounties will appear to be insignificant. Allah grant us this great bounty. Belief number 11, no person in this world in a state of wakefulness has ever seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor will anyone be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst in this world. Yes, Nabi alayhi salam was taken to the other world for mi'raj, so there he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our belief regarding qadr, predestination or taqdeer. Belief in taqdeer, qadr means to believe whatever happened, happens or will happen is in the knowledge of Allah ta'ala and happens by His command and will. It is absolutely essential to believe in taqdeer for the validity of iman. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, if you spend gold to the extent of Mount Uhud in the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will not accept it from you unless you believe in taqdeer. And you know that whatever has befallen you could not have missed you. And whatever has missed you could not have befallen you. If you die while holding a contrary belief to this, you will definitely enter the fire. Abu Dawud. This belief of taqdeer is amongst the mysteries of Allah Ta'ala. It is not fully comprehensible to the human mind, nor can it be fully explained. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade delving into the concept of taqdeer. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, once while we were disputing about the concept of taqdeer, of qadr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came upon us. He became so angry that his face turned red to such an extent that it seemed that the seeds of a pomegranate were squeezed out on his cheeks. He exclaimed, what? Have you been commanded with this? Or he said, what have I been sent to you for this? Verily those before you were destroyed when they disputed in this matter. I implore you by oath, do not dispute in it. Tirmizi. Due to the belief of taqdeer, one should not abstain from doing righteous actions thinking that whatever has been written will occur. Firstly, one does not have knowledge of what has been written for him. Therefore, he should perform good actions so that his result is good. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about this, he replied, perform good actions, because each person will easily do that action for which he has been created. So you created for Jannah, inshallah you'll do good actions. And if you created for the Jahannam, then the person will be doing those kind of actions. Secondly, as one's results are written in taqdeer, the causes are also written. Example, where it is written that one will be a Jannati, it is also written that this will be because of iman and noble actions. And thirdly, no one abstains from utilizing means for acquiring sustenance in this world, saying, I will receive whatever has been written for me. He knows whatever is written, he'll get only, but still he makes effort. So why should one adopt this approach with regards to the hereafter? It's written for me, I'll enter, Jannah, I'll enter, so I don't have to do any actions. No, you do. You have to do the actions, it's a sign, and you have to utilize the means, you are responsible for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 20th para, 20th juz was recited. In the beginning of the para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes any doubts in the hearts of people regarding the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people used to take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, you look in the world and you look at who created the heavens and the earth, who sent down water from the heavens and giving rise to beautiful crops and plantations. And who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made the earth firm and people are able to walk on top of it. Allah has made rivers in between. Allah has made powerful mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed between the oceans and the two different types of waters. Allah has placed a barrier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who calls out to the distressed person when he makes dua to him. Allah removes harm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you his vicegerent on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides you in the darknesses of the land and the ocean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends winds before the coming down of rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you the first time. And Allah will let you go back in the, He'll resurrect you again on the day of Qiyamah. Allah gives you sustenance from the heavens and the earth. So ask them, the other people who take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is there any other deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can do all of these things? And they themselves know, even though they were polytheists, but they used to believe that Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Allah sends the rains down. So Allah says, if you look at the whole of nature, such clear signs of Allah's qudrat and power, then why then still do you people have doubt regarding these matters? And O Ahl al-Kitab, the Jews and Christians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam down with different, has sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam down with so many incidents of the Bani Israel and explaining it very clearly that there was no doubt regarding them. This is a clear proof of the Nabuwat of Nabi alayhi salam. So whether you're a polytheist or whether you're Ahl al-Kitab, a Jew and a Christian, all the clear proofs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif and in the signs of nature. So a person should definitely accept it. And if he's not prepared to accept it, then he has, the final result will be on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here certain signs of Qiyamah. Dabbatam min al-ard. One animal which will come out from the earth, which will speak to the people. This is one sign of Qiyamah. And on the, regarding the day of Qiyamah, Allah mentions it. Ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these signs so that a person he starts preparing from beforehand. And when these signs come, his yaqeen and his iman increases even to a greater extent. And when he sees these signs now, it spurs the person on to do even much more good actions. So from beforehand, he's already preparing. He knows these signs are coming. And when he sees it, his iman is built up. That the words of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are definitely true. Like how we have read all the different signs of Qiyamah, the minor signs. And we think Nabi alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago, he said exactly what we are seeing in the world today. All of those signs. So our yaqeen and our love of Nabi alayhi salam will increase. And we will say definitely what Nabi alayhi salam told us is a reality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends up speaking about the day of Qiyamah and the whole world will be destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu khayrun minha. A person who has brought a good action, as Hazrat has mentioned a couple of times already, that Allah ta'ala did not say, Man fa'al al hasana. A person who has done a good action. But Man ja'a bil hasana, a person who brings forward a good action. That is not sufficient just to do an action, but the person has to take it safely on the day of Qiyamah. He must not do those actions which will destroy. لا تبطلوا أعمالكم. Do not destroy your actions by showing off or by causing harm to other people. So all of your good actions are taken and put onto the other person. So we have to look after our actions after doing it. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. And a person who brings an evil action also, فَكُبَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. His face will be taken and thrown upside down in the fire of Jahannam. But he also, as Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. Who brings an evil action. So it means if a person, he did an evil action but he made tawbah, Allah wipes out his plate. His slate is completely wiped out. So he won't bring it on the day of Qiyamah. He will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely clean. So whatever wrongs we do also in life, always make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. At the ending of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tell him, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have been commanded, an akuna minal muslimin. I must be amongst those who are humble and submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa an atlu al-Quran. And I have been commanded to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. The Nabi of Allah was commanded to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. So every one of us also definitely are commanded. It shows the great importance of making tilawat of Quran Sharif. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. A person who is on hidayat and guidance, and one of the greatest means of hidayat is through tilawat of Quran Sharif, by reading Quran Sharif. Then this person is getting hidayat for himself. And a person who is misguided, then tell him, O Nabi alayhi salam, I am just warning you people. And finally, we'll see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up our eyes and we'll see realities. The next surah is Surah Al-Qasas. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O Nabi alayhi salam, don't worry. That Allah ta'ala has got an amazing system in the world. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance comes even to the weak ones. And in the most amazing way, how Allah ta'ala protects. The divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in this surah. That Allah ta'ala does so many things for the people of Iman. That outwardly it seems harm is coming to them. But in actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed so much of goodness behind it. Example, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have been taken out of Makkah Mukarramah. Outwardly it seems so much of harm is coming to the Muslims. It's coming to Islam. Nabi alayhi salam was taken to Medina Munawwara. But what goodness there was for Nabi alayhi salatu salam in there. And how Allah Ta'ala protected Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Just like how Allah Ta'ala took Musa alayhi salatu salam 3 times. Different conditions. And each time Allah Ta'ala took him out from one condition, Allah Ta'ala put him in a better condition, in a better place. So outwardly it seemed to have been a problem, but in actual fact it was a mercy and with the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He told his mother that put him in the waters, and so frightening it is, she was worried. And Allah said, don't worry, we'll return him back to you. So she takes a small baby and she puts him in a basket and in the waters, and the water is flowing. So the water also was working according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah uses the whole world for those who are his pious servants. And Allah's divine decree works such that the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole world, assist and help him. Example here, the water assisted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the milk also assisted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah uses all the forces in the world to benefit his pious servants. So anyhow, Allah made it such that the Firaun's wife saw the child, and she said, this is the coolness of the eyes for me and for you, O Firaun. He said, for you it's the coolness of the eyes, not for me. If he had said it was my coolness of the eyes, also Allah would have given him hidayat. But anyhow, Allah Ta'ala had decreed such. Anyhow, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually returned Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he refused to drink milk from any of the ladies. Musa alayhi salam's sister was going there. She saw what was happening. She called Musa alayhi salam's mother. Musa alayhi salam's mother went there. She explained to Firaun's wife that I'm a woman. I got a very good smell and children love me. Let me try to breastfeed this child. When she breastfed Musa alayhi salam, he refused the milk of all the other women. So the milk is also in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he drank the milk of his mother. Then they were surprised. He had a bit of doubt. But she removed the doubt. She said, no, I'm just a woman who's got a very good smell. Then Firaun said, okay, I'll pay you every month. You must look after this baby. So subhanAllah, what a mother has to do for a child, she got paid for it also. And then Musa alayhi salam was returned to his mother. So to understand that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, her yaqeen will increase. Then anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now, when he got a bit bigger also, there was a fight taking place and he hit one of the people of Firaun and he killed that person. And now Firaun found out about it and he wanted to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salam escapes. Second time now Musa alayhi salam is running away. Allah's protection is with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he goes into the place of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gives him a second house now. So outwardly it seemed a calamity, but there was goodness for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because now Allah protected him and gave him a better house. And he stayed with Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam and his family. He got married there also. When Musa alayhi salam left Egypt and he came out, he was frightened. And he made his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am completely in need of whatever goodness you can send down upon me. Ulama say this is such a jami' dua, such a comprehensive dua. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Allah, I'm completely muhtaj and in need of whatever goodness you can send to me. After this, making this dua, Allah Ta'ala sent one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam helped and assisted them. And here, an amazing point the ulama mentioned. وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمُ مَرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ Allah, Musa alayhi salam found by one well, two women. And they were staying back away from the men. The men were feeding the animals, taking out water, but these women were staying back. They had to come and look after, get water for their father. But the nature of women is, they will stay separate from men. Men and women from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama has mentioned in Tafsir al-Madarik, is mentioned that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in the ark also, there also there was separation between the woman and the men. There's a system which Allah has created. And whenever the system was removed, and men and women started mixing together, that whenever there was intermingling, there was destruction for that nation or for that people. And this is throughout history. If a person studies the Greeks, the Romans, the Indians, whoever, whichever group there was, whenever intermingling started of the sexes, then destruction, unfortunately, unfolded thereafter. So here also, these women, they kept away from the men. They wouldn't just mix up with the men. So may Allah Ta'ala make it such. Today, unfortunately, we're living in such an environment, such a society, where everyone mixes together, and it's not even regarded as a guna anymore. Talking, flirting, laughing with one another. Whereas these are major sins. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Some of our mashayikh have mentioned that the reason why the punishment of Allah is coming on the ummah is because of these gunas, our intermingling of sexes, because of music, because of TV. All of these things bring down the divine punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that we heard in where the battle of Mutah took place. Till about 50 years ago or so, 50 or 60 years ago, people who went there to that place, they could actually hear the effects of the horses of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu when they fought in the battle. At night, they say you could actually hear the sounds of like the clanging of the swords, etc. Until they built one co-ed school. That university was built there. The minute that university was built there, the barakat and blessings of this area in which jihad has taken place, and sacrifices of Sahaba, all of that was removed, and that the effects came to an end. Even as soon as the people who are living there say, we used to hear it at night, the clanging of the swords, and like the horses are moving. But as soon as the square and university was built, immediately that came to an end. So this is the harms of all of these fitnas. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Anyhow, this woman came to Musa alayhi salam, also tamshi al-istihya, walking with haya and shame. Ulama say that her walking, because she walked looking down, and the way she walked to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously the laws of Parda were not revealed at that time, they're not like a full shariat like ours. So, but she came to call Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but imagine that shame she had, and then she told Musa alayhi salam, my father is calling you because you helped and assisted us. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, okay, but you walk behind me, and I'll walk in front of you, because I mustn't, my gaze mustn't fall on top of you. And then whenever I'm going in the wrong direction, just take a stone and throw it to the right or to the left, then I know which direction I must go to. So much of ihtiyat and precaution. A great Nabi like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, he goes to the house of Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, and he stays in his sohbat for 10 years. So here also the ulama say that he made dua that, oh Allah, I'm in need of the goodness which you will grant to me. So this dua is so powerful. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got a house, and they say he got married also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a job also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that gave him nabuwat also. Today's time you can't get nabuwat, but it's a dua inshallah for wilayat. A person can make all of those intentions by making this dua. Allah give us tawfiq. Anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now, Allah ta'ala eventually gives him nabuwat after 10 years when Musa alayhi salam is going back home, and he comes to Fir'aun and his people, and here now Musa alayhi salam is worried to go there. So Allah said, how I protected you the first time? You had no means, no asbab, and I protected you, and I took you out of the clutches of the destruction of Fir'aun. Now you're a big person, I'm giving you miracles. What difficulty is there for you? My protection will be over you definitely, to a greater extent. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes, and how Allah ta'ala protects him, and eventually Fir'aun and his people are destroyed. But Musa alayhi salam and his brother, just two people, so weak, but how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, same our help and assistance will come to you. This Nabi alayhi salam, that surah was revealed to him when he was leaving Makkah Mukarramah and going to Medina Munawwara. And Allah said, don't worry, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we'll protect you. They can't cause any harm to you. How Allah's protection was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And finally, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we're going to come back. Like how Musa alayhi salam came back, and all of your enemies will be destroyed, and Allah will make you successful. So it did exactly in this way it happened. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they call the people towards the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How the people accepted the Torah. Now you've got the Quran Sharif. There is no doubt in the Quran Sharif. And فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكَ, if they are not prepared to accept you, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاهُمْ, know that they are following their desires. They are following their desires. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ, a person who follows his desires, who can be more misguided than that person? He doesn't follow the hidayat and the guidance which Allah has given him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, Allah does not guide those people who are oppressors. The person who follows his desire, Allah calls him a zalim. He is an oppressor. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ, such oppressors will never be successful in this dunya also, and in the akhirah, the person who follows his desires. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah also, he mentions another incident of a person who followed his desires, and that is of Qarun. Allah had given him so much bounties, Allah had given him so much of wealth, and this wealth supposed to have taken a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, Qarun, love of wealth, it made him follow his desires. When a person has got a lot of wealth in him, so his people said to him, لا تفرح, don't have arrogance in yourself. Allah doesn't like people with arrogance. And they gave him some beautiful advices. They told him, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ, what Allah has given to you, Allah gave it to you, seek the life of the year after with it. This is one advice they give. And وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, do not forget your portion of this dunya. They got some different meanings. Some ulama say it means, do not forget your portion in this dunya, but rather take your portion in the akhirah. Spend it in the akhirah so it will go there. Oh, well, doesn't mean you spend all of your money in the akhirah for the akhirah. Don't forget your portion of this dunya. Fulfill the rights of your family members. What necessities you've got, use it in this world, no problem. Don't send everything to akhirah, and you remove the rights of people. Or a third beautiful meaning ulama have given, do not forget your portion of this world. Your portion of this world is your qabr. That's the only portion you're going to get in this world. So don't ever forget your qabr, the life of when you're going to pass away. Because that's the portion a person goes, it's one few meters, that's his portion of this dunya. You're living in a beautiful mansion, spacious house, but finally that's not your portion. How much you paid for it, finally your portion is that few centimeters which a person has to remain forever and forever until the day of Qiyamah. So don't forget your portion of this dunya. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, and do good to others like how Allah has done good to you. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, Do not cause trouble, spread trouble in the earth. Do not cause guna and sin, commit sin because of the wealth which Allah has given you. But anyhow, he was proud. He said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُوا عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. I've been given this wealth because of the know-how, my knowledge, my intelligence. Instead of making shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, unfortunately, many people of iman were of weak iman. الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, whose object of life was this worldly life. They started getting desires like, oh, I wish I was like Fir'aun, like Qarun. Like how in today a person watches his films and all his stars and a person wants to become like them. And I wish I am like these people. They are very fortunate people. But الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, the opposite of يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, those who want this worldly life are those who have been granted knowledge. People of knowledge, that means those who have been granted knowledge are الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. A person who's got actual knowledge is a person with a maqsad of life is akhirat. And a person who doesn't have knowledge, a knowledge of ma'rifat of Allah, yaqeen of akhirat, then this person automatically will love this worldly life. So when a person has got true knowledge, he said, waylakum, destruction be to you. What these people have got is nothing. You got iman, you got amal salih. The thawab of Allah, what Allah has kept for those people is far greater. Don't run after the small things of this world. Whatever a person makes effort for in this world and he makes it the object of his life, Allah uses the same thing to destroy him. So Qarun, because he took my money and all the things of the ground is in my possession. So Allah used the same ground to, it swallowed him up and completely destroyed him and all of his properties. And then the people now yesterday were desiring to become like Qarun. They said, oh, lucky we weren't like him. If it wasn't Allah's favor upon us, we would have also been destroyed. And then a person realizes when he sees the destruction of the people of wealth, the people who follow their desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people of who are intelligent, who do not intend pride in the earth, who do not want to commit guna and sins, the life of the akhirat we have made in and prepared it for them. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, the best result, the final result is for the muttaqin. Or in English they say, the one who laughs last, he laughs the best. So the person who is going to have the biggest laugh is the people of taqwa and piety. The final result is for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهُ, everything will be destroyed eventually, besides the zat and the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or besides those actions which are done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that won't be destroyed. So whatever action a person does, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has got ikhlas and sincerity, that will remain forever and forever. So every action of ours, do it for akhirat, for the pleasure of Allah, that inshallah will never be destroyed for a person. And then the last surah which was read last night is Surah Ankabut. The ulama say that the subject matter and theme of this surah is Sunnatul Ibtila, the examinations. Allah ta'ala tests people in this worldly life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that definitely tests will come in a person's life. In the surah before this, Allah mentioned like how eventually disbelief is destroyed and iman is strengthened. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tests will come in a person's life to strengthen a person's iman. That is why Allah ta'ala puts tests in the world. And people without iman, they will look at the test in life and they will start blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. So Allah said, do people think, yutraku wa yakulu amanna? They will just say, we believe, but they won't be tested. We definitely tested the people before them and we wanted to see those who are truthful and we wanted to see those who are the liars. And unfortunately, there are people, whenever difficulty comes to them, they start putting the blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, these are the munafiqs and hypocrites. Allah not make us among those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are many incidents. Look at the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimus salam of the past. What examinations they went through and how it built them up. And finally they were successful. So these examinations, there is no need for gabrahat, for a person to become frightened by them. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in there there is tarbiyat for a person to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why these examinations come in a person's life. Look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years he gave da'wah to his people and he called them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and Allah helped him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, he called his people. One page Allah mentions the proofs, he explained to them. He tried to make them understand, but they were not prepared to accept. They even threw him in the fire. What an examination. But Allah made him successful and Allah protected him. Only one person accepted iman, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Lut alayhi salam goes to his people and how his people were so perverted also. And they, how much of difficulties they put him, but Lut alayhi salam remained steadfast. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped and assisted him. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. He was also put through examinations and he was successful. And Allah says the kuffar and disbelievers, Ad and Samud, Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to them with clear proofs, but because of pride, they were not prepared to accept and they were destroyed. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the protection of the kuffar and disbelievers, they're living in big houses, whether it's a white house or it's a red house or whatever it can be, outwardly, because so much of protection. Allah said their protection is nothing at all. The example is like a person who has built a, like the spider which has got a web. The most weakest of houses is the spider web. If the wind is blowing,
or the sun is there, or somebody just comes with his hand and pushes it, completely destroyed. Allah said, whatever protection they have got is extremely weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy it. So don't become affected by these things. And you, for your protection, there are three things a person must do. So the next para staff of Utluma Uhilika Minal Kitab, Quran Sharif and Salah and the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things will give protection to a Muslim people. It will strengthen the iman and they will become successful in this world and the year after by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us true understanding.